Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Right now, I have to say thank you to Dina Winter. She is a reporter with the Minnesota Reformer. And anytime somebody shines a light on autism, I have to use my light to shine a light on the light they're shining. And Dina has written an amazing column. If you have not read it, please go over to the Reformer's website, subscribe to their newsletter, support that publication, and read this column. 1 in 36 children in this country has been diagnosed with autism. And at some point, that's going to be 1 in 36 adults. And so I've just made it my life's mission to try to make life better for families who have kids with autism. And anytime somebody puts a thoughtful and progressive and informative piece of news together, I share that in my channels. And I've been sharing Dina's story all week. So I want her to come on the show today and talk about this column and how it came to be. And she is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Dina.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Now, you've got to talk to us about this column that you wrote for The Reformer. It's about autism. It's about autism services and the investigation that is going on and the FBI is involved.
Yeah, I found out that the FBI and also the State Department of Human Services have a preliminary investigation going into some of these autism centers in Minnesota that provide services to kiddos that need those services, and whether there's some fraud going on in that realm. Hopefully, I mean, we all hope that's not the case, because as you I'm sure know, there's a great desperate need for those services and long waiting lists at a lot of these facilities, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. And you could probably tell me more about that.
Right. It was funny because when I reached out to you, you were like, girl, you can probably tell me more than I found out from the FBI. And you're probably right. Because, Dina, what happens is that when you get that diagnosis and that doctor or that developmental mental pediatrician tells you your child has autism, you are already there because you've seen the signs. They're flapping their hands. They're eloping. They're spinning around in circles. You know, all those, they're not making eye contact. The vocabulary is down. The word count is down. They won't eat solid foods. They isolate. All those signs are already there. And so you get this diagnosis, and what you're desperate to do is get your children a healing. You want to go somewhere that makes promises and tells you that they're going to fix your child, because that's what they say to you. We'll fix them. And then you go there and you give them all your information, and they bill you. They bill the insurance company. And all places are not created equal. And there are some places in our great state of Minnesota, God help us, that are preying on parents who are desperate to help their children learn how to talk or look or respond to their own name or follow simple commands. And that is what these folks are finding out.
Right. And that's certainly concerning if that's happening. You know, I've written about the investigations. We don't know a lot about, you know, what's going on, but I'm working on, you know, finding that out, like how might this fraud be happening? I don't know if you have any insight into that or if you've seen any of that, but I'm trying to figure out now, like, how would you defraud the system? Is it, you know, in other states we've seen people bill for like Sundays or 20, you know, many hours a day or whatever. Like we're billing for services on a Sunday and the place is closed, for example. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to dig into that and figure that out right now. I don't know if you've ever seen anything like that or heard anything like that, but that's what I'm investigating myself now. So,
well, you know, I'm really blessed, Dina. I have to say that God has led me to some really good therapy centers, which is why I recommend the folks that I know. And at the time, you think they're being hard asses, right? Because if you are 15 minutes late, they won't see you. Or, you know, they're not open on weekends. Or, you know, they close at a certain time. And if you come late, they won't take you. And it's all because they're trying to stay within the parameters of what is allowable with insurance providers and with rules and regulations. So I have been blessed to be able to stay away from those people that do the wrong thing and been steered toward, you know, some really good reputable places, because those are the people that are really doing the work. And that's why my children have seen such success along their autism journey. But, you know, the one thing that I wanted to ask you was, how long did it take this to put together? Because you and I know it's so hard to get this record. It's so hard to find out about an investigation. And you have done a really good job of getting this story out there and helping us as parents to spread the word, so that if there is fraud happening, if we feel like somebody is taking advantage of us, then we know that there's a recourse. That's something we can do.
Yeah, I mean, I found this, I heard about it quite a while ago, but I always have a story list a mile long, so it takes me a while to get to everything. But then when I started, I was able to get confirmation that there really was an investigation by the FBI. That was, you know, probably months ago. And then I asked DHS for information, and that's always a long process. I don't know if you ever have to deal with them, but as a reporter, it's always a very long process of getting answers. And so I've been going back and forth with them for weeks, probably a month or two. Just, you know, you do an interview and you have follow-up questions and more follow-up questions. And I'm sure they just love me at this point, but but I have a lot of questions. You know, you got to figure out how this system works and mm-hmm. how could fraud happen. And I think the main thing is, if we don't want any money to be wasted, we don't want a right. dime to be wasted, because that needs to go to a child who needs it. You know, I've seen children, you know, on the spectrum, and I, you know, we've all got loved ones that we sometimes think, oh no, you know, are they on the spectrum or whatever. We want help for them. For anybody who needs it, we don't want a dime to go anywhere it shouldn't go.
And, you know, another thing, too, is that when we're wasting money, we're wasting time. Early intervention is the key for kids with autism. And so when families wind up at a center, a healthcare provider that is not reputable, they're not only wasting money, but they're wasting time. And you're not ever going to get that 6 months back, you know, where, you know, from 2 to 2.5 years old, you've been at a place and they're not providing good services. They're taking advantage of your child and they're taking advantage of the system. You're not going to ever get those formative years back. And so now you've got to go on a search to find another provider, which may take a month or two. So you can lose up to a year as a parent who has a child with autism if you wind up in the wrong spot and in the wrong place is taking advantage of your child.
Yes, 100%. I mean, I've talked to parents who said, you know, I went to this place and they said my son was too, you know, he was too old, or you don't have room until this time, you know. Well, you don't have any time to waste when you find out that they get diagnosed. So we don't want anybody to go without help.
I thank you so much for shining the light, and I hope you don't mind, but I'm sharing your information and letting parents in my autism circles know that if they feel like the people that they have been working with to try to help heal their children has been taking advantage of their child, their family, or the system, to reach out to you, because you are looking for folks to talk to. Dina Winter, yeah. Thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. And let me tell you something. This is how you can find the story. Go to MinnesotaReformer.com and you can look up Dena, D-E-E-N-A Winter. And that story was published on July 10th at 7 a.m. The title of it is Minnesota Human Services Department Investigating 15 Autism Providers. DHS Autism Division is short staffed while the FBI investigates too. And if you are a stakeholder or a caregiver or therapist, and you have any interaction with a child or adult with autism, Dena's column is worth your read. We'll be right back.